Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the Sex Secrets audio series. In this session, I want to give you some really interesting and some really hot tips on having some great sex experiences with your man. So let's dive right in and start learning some new tips and some new sex techniques. Tip number one. Now, one thing I've found from teaching a lot is that many girls seem to forget about what to do with their hands during sex. Sure, you can just rest them on the bed or around your man's neck, but there is a ton of other stuff you can do with them as well if you want to kind of make the experience more fun for both of you. So let's start right at the top. You can obviously use your hands and your fingers to massage your man's scalp while he's fucking you, but if you want to be a bit naughty, then you can pull his hair a little bit, or even a lot if he likes it as well. Moving down, like I said earlier, you can wrap your hands around your man's neck, but he'll also appreciate it if you put your hands on his neck and gently rub or massage it with your fingers. Now, another thing you can do moving slightly further down is hooking your arms under your man's armpits and then grabbing onto his shoulders with your hands and pulling him close in towards you. You don't have to grab onto his shoulders though when you put your hands underneath his arms. You can also rub his back with your hands. Or if you want to be a bit kinkier, you can use your nails to gently scratch and scrape your man's back. Obviously, you know, if he likes it a bit rougher, obviously you can get a bit rougher too, but just make sure to be careful that you don't accidentally hurt him. Moving further down, you can also use your hands to scratch and rub your man's bum, just like you do on his back, but you can also squeeze it and you can also grab it as well. Now, depending on your position as your man's fucking you, you can also rub or grab or squeeze or scratch your man's legs. Now, to do most of these things requires you to be in a position having sex when you're facing your man. But what about when you have your back to your man and your arms are almost completely free? Let's say you're both having sex while standing and facing the same direction. What you could do is you could reach your arms up and behind you to your man's head and neck, or you could reach them down behind you and behind him to his lower back, his bum, and his legs, and obviously start massaging, start rubbing, and start squeezing them, and even start scratching them. But don't forget that you don't need to just use your hands on your man. You can also use them on yourself as well if you're interested in providing a little bit of self-pleasure during sex. Tip number two. This next tip, it's a fun one that involves just as much input from your man as it does from you. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be making a list of sexual accomplishments or sexual goals that both you and your man want to complete. So it could be things in your mind. So these goals are accomplishments. They can be anything you want them to be. They could be performing maybe every single sex position in the Bad Girls Bible, or every single blowjob position in the Bad Girls Bible. Or it could be your man using the blowjob positions to eat you out instead of obviously giving you a blowjob, which he can't. Or it could be any different sex technique you find on the Bad Girls Bible, or that you even imagine yourself, or even maybe it could be your fantasies. So it could be a list maybe of locations or techniques, or even some of the tips and techniques from the Sex Secrets audio series. Basically, it's totally up to you what you want to be on the list. Now, the fun actually begins when you both start doing them and crossing off each of these goals and accomplishments once you perform them. So when you've completed the entire list, then a nice thing to do is maybe treating yourselves to celebrate by doing something nice together. And it could be something as simple as going out to a nice restaurant, or maybe something smaller, like going to the movies together. And then once you have the list complete and you've celebrated it, then the fun doesn't have to end there. You can always make another list with new accomplishments or goals that you want to go for. Or you can always start the old list again and also add in anything extra that comes to mind. So it's a simple way to, I suppose, expand your sex life in a kind of, in a fun way. Tip number three. Okay, I thought I'd never actually get to this one, but I finally have. And it's stripping for your man. Stripping for your man is an incredibly sexy thing you can do for him, especially if you do it right. Now, I want to save you from going out and spending $500 on pole dancing classes. There really isn't that much to putting on a sexy striptease for your man. All you need is a mirror big enough so that you can see what you're doing for practice, some clothes that you feel sexy in, which are also easy to take off, and obviously some practice. Highly recommend wearing stockings, panties, a bra, a shirt, and an easy to remove skirt. Other options obviously include wearing boots or stilettos if you're comfortable and walking and turning in them. Now, before actually doing it for your man, before doing a striptease for him, you're gonna do a little practice in front of the mirror first to basically make sure you're comfortable with it and that you do it right. So first, the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna practice how you walk. You wanna walk slowly, seductively, and confidently into the room, making sure that you accentuate the movement in your hips as you do. The entire time you're walking, you're gonna be making eye contact with your man. Now, it's not gonna be that kind of tame, oh, I hope you like this kind of eye contact. You need to kind of look at him like a tiger or a lion that's kind of eyeing up their next meal, that they're kind of almost ready to eat you alive, that you're almost ready to eat your man alive. So you'll have a chair where your man will be sitting, or if you want, he can sit in the bed. So practice walking into the room and up to the chair. And when you reach the chair where he's sitting, you're going to maintain eye contact with him the whole time. You're then going to lean down slightly and put your finger under your man's chin to pull him in towards you for a quick kiss. Then after the quick kiss, make sure it's very quick, maybe 2 or 3 seconds long. You want to put your hand on his chest and push him away. Then walk away while breaking eye contact. Take a few steps away from your man while keeping your back to him. Then look over your shoulder, either your right or left shoulder, with a sly smile as you slowly unbutton your shirt, and then lower it onto your shoulders before taking it off and throwing it at him. So obviously he's not going to see you because you're going to have your back to him the entire time. Then turn around, walk back over to him, and while he's sitting, lower yourself on his knee, grinding on him for your pleasure. And again, if you want, you can give him a quick short kiss while you're doing it. But if he tries to touch you yet, just let him know that he can't. Just whisper in his ear, look, but don't touch. After grinding on him then for a bit, take a step back and turn around, giving him a nice view of your bum. Then slowly roll and gyrate your hips for a bit before slowly lowering your skirt right in front of him to reveal your panties. Then stay facing away from your man and slowly lower the straps of your bra down from your shoulders so they're kind of resting on your arms. And then unclip your bra so that it drops off to the ground right in front of your man. Or if you want, you can put on a bit of a show for him by turning around and then slowly caressing yourself and your breasts right in front of him. And once you've done that for as long as you like, it's time to slowly back your bum right up onto your man and then slowly grind it on his crotch for about a minute or two, or even longer if you want. And take a step forward and put your hands on your hips just above your panties, and then slowly slide them down your hips inside your panties. Now lean forward slightly and then slowly lower the panties to the ground with your hands. Now all you've left on is just going to be your stockings and your heels. So then turn back to face your man and straddle him. At this stage, he will be gagging for you. You'll really, really, if you've done it right, you'll really have amped up the sexual tension and he'll be gagging for you. If you want, before you remove your bra or panties, put one foot up in the bed or on another chair or even on his knee and then slowly roll down your stocking in front of him before switching legs and doing it with your other leg as well. Now, there are a lot of different things that I've mentioned that you can do for your man and stripping for him, but you'll find that it's much easier to do if you've practiced it first a few times before you actually do it for him. Once you have your routine more or less memorized, you can then focus more on having fun than on constantly trying to think and trying to remember what you have to do next. One last thing that you'll find is that a glass of wine, even maybe a shot of liquor or even a beer if you prefer, will do wonders for helping to calm your nerves and to take the pressure off. But obviously just remember not to go overboard and have 5 glasses of wine or get really drunk. So there you have it. That's my quick start guide on how to strip for your man. Oh, so that last tip was pretty thorough and pretty detailed and takes a really good deal of preparation to get it right. This next one, thankfully, it's a lot easier to use, but it's still great for keeping things interesting with your man. Now, while there's tons of locations for you and your man to have sex at, this one I find is rarely, rarely used. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to find a quiet spot outside with a clear view of the sky where you're not going to be disturbed and obviously where you're not going to be caught by anyone. It should preferably be in an area where there's no light pollution. In other words, you need to find an area where there's very few houses or anywhere that kind of anything that, sorry, that emits a lot of light. This is because you're going to be having sex under the stars with your man. The less light pollution there is from sources like houses, offices, apartment blocks, cars, or streetlights, the more stars you're going to be able to see. And before you do have sex, though, you need to check what the weather forecast is going to be like. Obviously, you don't want to bring your man out to have sex under the stars if it's cloudy or if it's raining, because you're not going to see them then. Now, rather than just bringing your man outside for sex under the stars, you'll find that it's way better to make it romantic and to make a whole evening out of it. So why not prepare maybe some salads, bring a bottle of wine, and obviously a rug that's nice and soft to lie down on, so that she can, you know, have something to eat and drink beforehand. Then, as it gets darker and darker, you can slowly start to snuggle up to each other, start some foreplay, and then as it's getting really dark and you can start to see a lot of stars, it's time to actually start having sex. And you'll find that if you get a very clear night and there's very, very little light pollution, and you'll see so, so many stars, and it can really make for a truly magical evening. Tip number 5. Now, while that last tip was really romantic, this one is definitely a lot kinkier, and to be honest, it may not be right for every couple. So while you may enjoy getting fingered by your man during sex, some guys also really enjoy it too, especially as they're about to reach orgasm, especially as they're about to come. So all you need to do is finger your man, and all you need to do that is just reach around his bum while he's penetrating you, and then just stick a finger up there. If you want, you can push your finger in and out as he's fucking you, or if you find it easier, you can just hold it there in place and not push it in and out at all. Like I said, it's most effective when your man comes as he's about to have an orgasm, and as he does start to orgasm, you'll find that his sphincter muscle, the muscle in his bum, in his asshole, will start to strongly contract around your finger. And this will add a whole new level of stimulation and pleasure to your man's ass, along with the rest of his penis where he usually feels it. So as you can probably imagine, this tip, it's certainly a lot kinkier than most of the others that I've given you. So your man, he might be a little startled if you suddenly stick a finger in his bum completely out of the blue with no prior warning when you're having sex. So what you could do is you could talk to him about it beforehand, but you don't have to. You can take a much easier approach, and that is by first slowly running your fingers over his anus, over the outside of his bum during sex, just to see his reaction. Now, if he doesn't object to this, then try gently pressing your finger against his asshole. Again, if he doesn't object to this, he'll probably enjoy having your finger in there. So all you need to do is just put a little bit of spit, or even better, a little bit of lube on your finger, and then very slowly slide it in. Remember, going slowly really is the key here. You don't want to go too fast and accidentally, you know, hurt him, especially if it's during sex. It can ruin the whole moment. Another thing that's really, really key to this is making sure that your nails are trimmed down, you know, fairly short, and that they're filed down so they don't have any, you know, really kind of sharp edges that can accidentally nick your man. Because again, that's something that can, you know, it can hurt him and it can kind of ruin the mood. Tip number 6. Okay, so that last tip, it was certainly very high on the kinky scale. This next one, it's a lot less intense, but it's still great for keeping things interesting, for keeping things fun with your relationship. So the next time you and your man are going to have a quickie, you're going to go for a quickie, don't bother taking your clothes off. Just leave them on. Now, this isn't some crazy far out sex tip. It's much more on the tamer side of things. But there's something still incredibly naughty about having a quickie and then continuing on with your daily routine, or having to put your clothes back on. So if you're both home alone and maybe you're wearing a skirt, you can just start, you know, flirting with your man, maybe even kind of rubbing his crotch with your hand, and then get him to have sex with you right there, right where you are. So it could be in the kitchen or the living room, or it could be in the bedroom, you know, when you're preparing to go out for the day. So rather than taking your clothes off then, just pull your panties to the side and then let your man penetrate you. Then when he's finished, you can just go about your day as if absolutely nothing happened at all. The same goes if you're wearing trousers. You just need to lower them just a little bit so that your man, he can fuck you, and then when he's finished, you can pull them up again. Now, I know this is, it's not some crazy breakthrough technique, but just try it yourself and you'll notice that there really is something very naughty and very fun about it. And you'll also find that the really great thing about it is that you don't necessarily have to do it, you know, at home. You could be at a party and you only have 2 or 3 minutes, you know, private time, and boom, you can just do it then. And you'll find that it's, you know, it's really fantastic and it really makes things a lot more fun. Tip number 7. Now, what I want to do next is give you a foreplay tip that you can use with your man instead of giving him a normal hand job or a blow job. So what you're going to do is you're going to give your man what's known as a camel wank, and it's often referred to as a tit wank or a breast wank. And this is when you put your man's cock between your breasts and then use them to jerk him off. So you're jerking him off with your breasts. So his cock, that'll be resting in your cleavage, which is the gap between your breasts. And then you're going to push your breasts together so that they lightly grip it and provide some friction. So there's a number of different ways you can do this with your man. So one way is that you can lie down on your back while your man straddles you and faces you, and then he places his cock between your breasts, and you'll find that this really is the easiest if you don't have very large breasts. And then all you need to do is push your breasts together over his penis to grip it. Or another way to do it is your man, he can lie down on his back, and then you can lie down with your breasts over his crotch, pushing your breasts over his penis. But to be honest, you'll find that this particular kind of position for giving your man a breast wank, it's a little more awkward to maintain good contact with his cock. But there's another variation you can use as well, and that's for your man to kind of stay standing while you sit down in a chair, or you kneel so that your breasts are at the same height as your man's cock, and then you can push your breasts onto his cock and push them together over it. And once you're comfortably in position, all you need to do to stimulate his penis is just rise and lower your breasts over his penis. So you only need to rise and lower them, you know, a few inches. You don't have to make a massive movement, otherwise you'll find that, you know, his penis slips out too much and he can't get into a good rhythm. And you'll find as well is, if you want to make it more enjoyable for your man, what you might be interested in doing is using a little lube or maybe even a little bit of cream or jelly to make it just feel a little bit more luscious, a little bit more sensual, just to give a bit of a different texture to it. And that's basically how you give your man a tit wank. Tip number 8. So that last tip, giving your man a camel wank or a titty wank or however you want to call it, it's a really, really nice way to treat your man to do something special, especially if you want to give him something different besides a hand job or a blow job. But now what I want to do is I want to spend a little time talking about something different to what I normally talk about when trying to please your man in bed. And what I want to talk about is I want to talk to you about what your man doesn't, what he doesn't like in bed. So while the blowjob Bible, the bad girls Bible, all the other books I've written, and even the Sex Secrets audio series, it gives you literally hundreds of different tips, techniques, tactics, ideas, scenarios, positions that you can use on your man, you'll find that he inevitably, like without fail, he's not going to enjoy every single one of them. And it's very likely as well that he'll even hate one or two of the techniques. You know, like that one earlier, maybe he doesn't like the idea of you sticking your finger in his bum. Or maybe he doesn't like something else. So one of the keys to keeping your man happy is finding out what he enjoys. But equally important is finding out what he doesn't enjoy. So you might find that your man is not so keen on anything to do with his feet. Or that he's not one of those guys who doesn't like giving up control. He always wants to be in control, maybe. Or maybe, like I said, he doesn't like the idea of having your hands or mouth anywhere near his bum. Or it could be something completely different that he doesn't like. The important thing is to find out what he doesn't like and then avoid doing those things. Now, finding out what he doesn't like, it's surprisingly easy. And you can usually tell from the look on your man's face. But you'll find that simply talking to him, having good communication, it's important too. So you'll find maybe after sex, when you've tried something new in your man, all you need to do is just ask him while you're snuggling with him, while you're curled up beside him. And just ask him if he liked it. Now, if he's the kind of guy who's reluctant to tell you, he doesn't want to kind of hurt your feelings maybe, then what you might find is asking leading questions instead is a really good idea. So instead of asking him, did you like that? Try asking him something like, you know, I can tell that you didn't really like that, did you? That would be one example of a leading question. Another example would be, I'd say you would have preferred a good blowjob to that new thing I tried. What do you think? So there are two examples of leading questions. I can tell you didn't really enjoy that, did you? That's one example. The other example is, I'd say that you probably would have preferred maybe a good handjob instead of that new thing I tried, hey? So the key is basically to find out what your man doesn't like so you can concentrate on what he does like, what his turn-ons really are, and what he really enjoys. So this, like I said, this isn't exactly a sex tip, but it's still really, really crucial to find out if you're serious about improving your sex skills, but also if you're serious about keeping your man happy. Tip number 9. This next one is a great way for you and your man to explore each other's fantasies. So most people you'll find have a range of different fantasies that they want to share with their man. They go from the tamest of the tame to things you may have never even imagined of before. Like I always say, you should be welcoming, and it's important also to be non-judgmental. Can't stress that enough. Need to be non-judgmental when your man shares his fantasies with you. You don't ever have to perform or partake in any of them with him, but you should at least make sure that your man feels at ease and that he feels comfortable with sharing his innermost thoughts with you. A great way for you and your man to start exploring each other's fantasies is to play something I like to call the fantasy hat game. What you're both going to do is you're going to tear up a few sheets of paper and write down one of your fantasies on each piece. And fold up each piece so that you can't accidentally read them, and put them in a hat so that they're jumbled up. Now, you don't have to use a hat. You can use maybe a bowl or a dish instead. Now, to play the game, you're each going to take turns at taking a piece of paper out of the hat and then performing that fantasy with each other. You can do one a day or one a week or even 10 a week. It's completely up to you however much you want to do. Just remember that the key to all of this is to make sure that you have a non-judgmental attitude and that you're welcoming of all his fantasies and that he does exactly the same for you, that he's non-judgmental too. But it's also vital that you're at least open-minded towards trying out, you know, some of his fantasies with him, even if you're not turned on that much by them. Obviously though, if his fantasies do really gross you out, you should never, ever, ever feel compelled that you have to perform. It's important just to tell him that if you really don't like one, that you're not okay with it, that you don't want to try it out with him. Tip number 10. So I hope you enjoyed that last tip, the fantasy hat game. This next one, it's totally focused on foreplay with your man. And it's great if you like your man being in control, because it's going to make him a lot more dominant, this particular game. But you both have to make sure that you thoroughly understand the rules first to this game before you do try it. Under no circumstances should you try it with someone who doesn't understand the rules fully or who you don't trust. So while using this game, this foreplay game, it's important that you have a safe word that you can both use in case things accidentally get out of hand and you don't want it to continue, you want it to stop immediately. So a safe word is a word that you'd never normally use or say during sex. So you use it to let your man know that it's too much for you and that you're no longer enjoying the game. So in this case, it could be a word like milkshake or a word like blueberry muffin. When either of you do say it during the game, you must both stop what you're doing and make sure that the other person is okay, that they're not too scared or that they're not frightened. Once you have agreed a safe word and then you understand how to use it, it's time to get down and dirty. Make sure you both understand how to use the safe word and then it's time to have some fun. So during foreplay, your man's going to have a goal of having sex with you, while your goal is to try and resist his advances. He needs to start out like he normally does, but as he progresses, he needs to become more and more dominant and just go for what he wants. While you need to first start off trying to convince him that you don't want to have sex with him just by talking to him, maybe saying no, and then weakly suggesting other things that he could do instead. Then after a minute or two of this, your man then needs to become a little bit more intense and a little bit more forceful, using his hands to try and pin you down or spread your legs apart to try and enter you. Again, you need to try and resist, but you can slowly let him take more and more control until eventually he enters you and you're having sex as normal, provided you are comfortable with it, of course. Make sure you're comfortable with it. If you're not comfortable with it, just say the safe word and he'll stop. Some find this foreplay technique to be really hot, while others, they just don't enjoy it at all. So why not try it out with your man and see if you both enjoy it? But just remember, like I said many times before, you need to use a safe word in case things get out of hand. So make sure your man totally understands what the safe word is and what it does and what he's supposed to do if you say it, or even if he says it.